I'm reminded this evening of how my father and I used to sit on the back steps of the old house and tell each other our visions of heaven. And I still believe to my soul there got to be such a place. How many believe there's a heaven somewhere? I never will forget the day in little town in Alabama. Listen. A lady in a wheelchair came to our dressing room not long ago. She says, I want to thank you for thinking of the handicapped. And I want you to know that I love you so. She said, don't worry about me and my condition, for I'm on my way to that city so bright and fast. Well, there would be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need this old wheelchair there to call my in a few more days my life will be over and somebody will leave my body in the cold, cold ground. But she said, oh, one day I'll rise after that old trumpet has sounded. I wonder, do I have a witness here? And she said, then I won't have to worry no more about my condition. For the Lord will have taken me to the city so bright and fast. Well, there will be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need this old wheelchair there, because my arms will be new. And my legs, I know they will be too. And she said, I heaven tonight. Let me see the heavens that leave. There's a heaven somewhere. Do you want to go there? She didn't stop there. She said, my arms will be new. And my legs, she said, I know they will be too. And she said, I want to walk around. Can I get a witness here? Do I have a witness? She didn't stop there. She said, oh, said, there I'll live
with Jesus.
Oh, I'll live
alone.
She said, there I'll live. I don't know about you tonight, but I wanna live with the Lord. Why? Christian, you know soon the Lord will come and gather up all of his saints from every corner of this old earth. And he's gonna take us to heaven. I wanna be ready when Jesus comes. Because in Revelations, the 21st and the 22nd chapter says, up there in that new Jerusalem, a city that has 12 foundations. And it said each foundation is a precious stone. And it says 12 gates, each gate is a pearl. 1,500 miles around that city. And my Bible tell me that the height is the same as the breadth. But listen, and all of that, in Isaiah, the 65th and the 66th chapter says, there will be a new heaven. You don't hear me. There will be a new heaven, there where the wolves and the lamb shall eat together. And the Bible says the lion shall eat straw, just like that ox. And the part I like about it is that from one new moon to the other, from one Sabbath to the other, shall all flesh come and worship before me. Thus says the Lord God Almighty. But I'm going to tell you this, listen. It didn't say anything about the Baptists. I'm going to talk to you right now. It didn't say anything about the Methodists. Am I right about it? It didn't say anything about the Seventh-day Adventists. It didn't say anything about the Presbyterian. It didn't say anything about the Church of God and Christ. But didn't God say all flesh? Did he say all flesh? You come and worship before me, and I want to be there. Do you want to be there? Let me see you wave your hand if you want to be there. Yes, I do. I want to be there.
In order to walk in battle, you got to have on peace. Somebody say yeah. Wave your hand and say yeah. Somebody ought to say yeah. Sing this song to you tonight. God don't want, God don't need, God don't have to have. Oh, no.
More music at gospeljingle.com.